This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Dave, among the texts coming in, deja vu, they have a tremendous hot dog buffet.
Remind the story.
Okay, so will a single person try to convince their significant other that deja vu? Can you look up how long has deja vu been around? Decades, right? For sure, decades. Will any couple head to the view to deja vu for tonight? What's your guess? What's your number, Dave Aragon?
I'm gonna give you an over under of 2.5 couples will traverse it to the VU tonight.
I'm going under.
You don't think so? There's plenty of open relationships out there, Chad. People who are, you know, interested in adding other people to the festivities.
Yeah. So what's your actual? So you're saying about 3 or 4 is then your number if you're going 2.5.
I'm saying it could be higher. Yes.
Counseling. Now that could be both. An accurate answer, Dave, or a wrong answer?
Yes, it could. It could.
Be a tough night, though. Tough day for counseling, right?
Yeah, tough date for the counselor, too, if you got to stay late on Valentine's to help a couple through their struggles.
This is either the right answer or the wrong answer, and that, of course, is Climax, Minnesota. Didn't we do this before? Give me the cities in Minnesota with the sexual overtones.
Fertile.
Weren't we shocked by the number of cities people sent in?
It's a good amount of towns.
Because Climax for sure fits in the category. The U of M wrestling match against Iowa to see the heavyweight gold medal winner. There will be couples. I'm assuming that's at the Maturi Pavilion.
Would make sense.
I would think so. Fitness center with the wife tonight. Okay. Now, that could be good if you and your significant other like to exercise together.
Yeah.
Right? That sounds okay. But if you go to your significant other, male or female, and say, hey, chubby, tonight's the night we turn a new leaf and we head to the fitness place, that's not good.
I mean, you don't have to address them as chubby. You could do it a little bit kinder. Say, you know, I've noticed you've really let yourself go for a while now. We're going to ease off the heart-shaped box of chocolates this year. and go clanging and banging, if you know what I mean.
Ozempic? You're lining up the Ozempic for Valentine's?
Can you do a heart-shaped box of Ozempic and Wegovy?
The King of Diamond buffet line with AC and the lobster. I'd like to be with Steve Perry at my place singing Don't Stop Believing. Oh, my God. I wouldn't even open the door. If the Lutzen Resort was still open and not burned down, that's where I would like to be with my better half. I bet Lutzen, very popular.
I'm sure they did a very nice Valentine's Day dinner for couples that were enjoying perhaps the skiing for the weekend. That would be perfect.
Whatever happened to the Love Doctor segment you used to have on? That was great. Well, first of all, we put it on Twitter, and then the actual Love Doctor threatened to sue us. Like he's the actual Love Doctor. Like he's the only Love Doctor. But I think he had a patent on it, right?
Sounds
something.
Right. Yeah, the threats came before I joined the program.
Yes, yes. I was hoping you'd take it on. So now the Doctor of Love, but the Doctor of Love today gave us the Heisman. We thought we had the Doctor of Love signed up. And the Doctor Love dumped us. I don't know. Maybe the Doctor Love's on with Common right now.
It could be. And, you know, it could just be, I guess just a casualty of this show being so successful that the Doctor of Love has just built up such a huge pile of business, he can't get to us anymore.
Mm-hmm. There are some cities, I'm unwilling to say, in Minneapolis, fertile. We can say that one.
Sure we can.
Does it count if I'm there to visit my significant other at work? I guess if you surprise her, that could work, right?
Sure. It doesn't even have to be a surprise. If the significant other is working, the late shift, you show up with a nice little to-go dinner, that's okay.
Yeah, but if you just stop by and say, hey, nice to see you, going to happy hour with my buddies, I don't think that one works very well.
Happy hour, I'm going to go check out the hot dog buffet.
Exactly. Chad, as an independent candidate for the vacant Minnesota Senate seat, I wanted to let you and your listeners know that it's snowing in Lakeville. This show, until it gets to, what's our policy? 10 inches of snow, don't text us.
Where could they send their snow totals, though, Chad?
They could. Adam.Carter@Odyssey.com. We would love either totals, Adam.Carter@Odyssey.com, or pictures.
Yes.
He loves some pictures, right?
The before and afters from perhaps the patio or the deck to show where the snow is at this morning and where it is when the storm leaves us this afternoon.
That'd be very good. Among the texts, my wife and I just enjoyed a great lunch at Punch Pizza to celebrate Valentine's Day and our 44th anniversary.
Wow, good for you.
That's good, right?
That's very good.
Meal for two at Burger King. Where do you stand on Burger King?
Not a BK guy.
I'm not a big BK guy, but their onion rings are solid. And how about this one? The conjugal visit hut at the Stillwater Prison.
Is it a hut? Whoa. Is it an actual hut?
I don't know. How many prisons still allow a conjugal visit?
You're very popular day.
0 to 100. What's your guess? It's got to be really low, right? 5%?
That number might be a little high. I think we've moved past the conjugal visits.
Have we? Well, should we move past? If they feel like it eases tension, so to speak, you got to do what you got to do. But Man, I hope there's a power wash in there.
If my gal was locked up in the sneezer for a while and she said, hey, you know, I've got this idea. They got the hut over there.
In the hut.
Ooh. Yes. I'm bringing a lot of Lysol.
Oh, it's got to be more than Lysol. That's not enough.
Bleach.
You're bringing the fire department in there.
You know? Fire department and a priest.
Yes. Okay. Staying with the dating game, a story I saw in the Wall Street Journal. Dating tips, okay? It's Valentine's Day. Dating tips. We'll react to these, and also somebody says for Adam, adam.carter@odyssey.com, what kind of pictures? That's up to you, Dave. That is up to you to decide what sort of pictures you want to send him at adam.carter@odyssey.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Don't forget, Am I Wrong? Among our segments next hour with Mr. Harrigan. So, this is a matchmaking expert story that popped up late last night, Wall Street Journal, and the Journal Today. Here are some of the tips this person offered up, Dave Harrigan. Date him till you hate him. Read the graph. Okay, I don't mean you should actually hate someone, just that you should continue dating until you're 100% sure this is definitely not your person. How many people do that? If you have a bad first experience, well, with Susie being an encounter.
Yes.
A date, whatever it might be. How many people say, and again, it depends how bad, but it's not ugly, it's not uncomfortable, it's not inappropriate, but you just, there's no click. There's no spark. It's not funny, it's not interesting. Physical chemistry. I got to believe most people are just in the pattern of, I'm good. Saw enough, don't wish you any harm, but you're not who I'm here to see.
Yeah, I'd hope so. It seems much better than putting up with something you're not interested in.
Yeah. Next one. Hands off dating. Try to avoid any physical intimacy for the first. How many dates? What's your guess, Dave? Try to avoid any physical intimacy for the first. How many dates?
Two.
Five.
Five. I mean, are we talking even a smooch?
going to bed with someone you're just getting to know is like reading the third page of a novel. So that's another part of this description. Listen, everybody has their own decisions. And if someone is a, I don't know if they're a serial dater or they're with somebody and they're not with that person and then they're back out, I don't know what the number is. But if, okay, Dave Herrig, if you had to guess, by the time you could do a third or a fourth date, things are going well, right? I have no idea. Okay. What's your guess? The typical person has sex with someone. And now we're talking adults. We're not talking kids here. After what date?
I mean, it depends what you're looking for. But if somebody is looking for, you know, the opportunity for,
let's say,
long,
they're looking for a relationship.
Yeah, a long-term relationship.
Yep.
I think between 5 and 10 is a fair number.
I think it's shorter than that.
You would.
I think it's 3 to 4. That's my guess.
It shows your morals.
But I didn't say like it's the end of civilization.
That's
or
what I'm hearing.
You have to do that.
That's what I'm hearing. No, I mean, let's be honest, though, the physical intimacy, that could mess with your head. Are you really attracted to the person or just the intimacy?
Right. Or, by the way, you could click with this person, but in the end, if the sex is awful, that's going to play a part.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody has to be ashamed about that.
No, you've never been ashamed about that.
You know what? I said that, and I thought, I'm just walking into this. Yeah. I would have never done something like that.
No.
There's others, but I'll finish with this. Splitting the bill splits the connection. Do you think that's a mistake? Frugal man. The man who's frugal and represents frugal America. Do you think that screws up the connection?
No, it's fine, because I'm showing up with a gift card.
And it might be an old gift card,
oh,
too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, very old. But, you know, it'll complain enough and it'll still work.
Yeah, I think most gift cards, even with expiration dates, they still take them. All right, CBS, Ari, and a little all-time TV talk early next hour.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.